Fellow Freedom fans, David Alan Carmichael, sad but true. Can't help it. It's not my fault. I'm going to read something. It's a response. No, and it's a reproof. I'm going to give you a biblical perspective here. How's this? Reprove a fool and he will hate you. Rebuke a wise man and he will love you. If anybody knows the difference between reprove and rebuke, of course, you can always give us a call. Some hosts are always bashing religious beliefs other than their own. And we have been getting complaints from those of that religious belief. Liberty Works Radio Network's main object is to try to save the Republic through teaching Americans of the government's real constitutional powers and highlighting the seditious acts of certain governmental officers regarding them. It is not a very good face forward if our hosts shun the rights secured by the First Amendment of those particular religious believers. I agree. I am so in agreement with that. And I don't know that this reproof was for me. It was kind of talking to the hosts in general. The difficult part is here with me, what motivates my being committed to what he's saying here. Is this just a political faction? The Liberty Works Radio Network's main object is to try to save the Republic through teaching Americans of the government's real constitutional powers. And, okay, let's just, we could start a new sentence after that. We'll just put a period there instead of going on with the comma. Liberty Works Radio Networks, by the way, Liberty Works, main object is to try to save the Republic through teaching Americans of the government's real constitutional powers. Why? Is that just merely a clanging brass? Is that just merely a faction? Is that what Liberty Works Radio Networks is merely a faction? I say, if that were the case, I wouldn't be participating. Why am I doing this? Why do I say to somebody, I want to teach you the government's, you know, basically save you through teaching the government's real constitutional powers? Why would that matter? Isn't it merely a democratic whim, the U.S. Constitution? No. I say, and eventually I'll try to explain this, and I do kind of in piecemeal. The Constitution was an exercise of religion. Now that confuses people. It was an exercise of religion. And it gave the protection of folks no matter what their religious views. But I'll tell you what, without my motive and my very nature of Christianity, that Constitution wouldn't be there. Without that perspective, as a duty of a Christian duty of religion, is what the institution of the Constitution. How well they did that, now that's a whole different question. But the point of the Constitution and real constitutional powers is a lawful conveyance of the consent of the people of a government to behave in a certain way for the welfare of everybody. That's not the means. Welfare is not the means, folks. It doesn't authorize the means of welfare. The end is the general welfare. But you know what that means? The general welfare is essentially protecting everybody's right, life, liberty, pursuit of happiness. The born, unborn, conceived, essentially, every person who is a living person in their very nature, not whether or not they're getting their oxygen via a placenta or through their nostrils. So every person in being, as would say by the common law writers. So it's a constitution. We have to basically look at this and realize it is, we don't have the authority to institute a constitution democratically if we're just doing it democratically, for our democratic factional whims. If we have an obligation to Almighty God to love our neighbor as ourselves, we see a need and we say, uh-oh, there's too many nuts around here. We have too many passions and we don't have enough self-control. Let's get together and say, let's make sense, folks. Let's put together a government limiting their powers to just these things that we know will benefit all of us. Not to take over and rule our lives and force us into certain behaviors for some faction's preferences, whether it be health care or welfare or whatever it is, but in order to protect every man's property. And if you go into property, you read John Locke's Treatise of Government, they explain that property is life, liberty, and your pursuit of happiness. Those are property rights that your government then has some interest in protecting. So that's constitutional powers. But I'm going to come and claim my reference so you can hold me accountable to it. I'm going to hold us and me and everybody according to the just accountable to the Constitution because of my Christian relationship, because of my Christian duty. And that's what I'm going to do. Now, you know what I'm going to defend? Your right to worship Satan and not be empowered by the power of the sword to stop you. And I will also protect my right and some of my rights of my friends to convey to you that's destructive and you're not going to be helping yourself eternally or temporally. So I'm going to protect my right and my friends' rights to be able to speak that to you and not be put in jail for hate speech. We got to get back to this Constitution. So here's what this reproof was. Some hosts are bashing religious beliefs other than their own, and we have been getting complaints from those of that religious belief. Liberty Works Radio Network's main object is to try to save the Republic through teaching Americans of the government's real constitutional powers and highlighting the seditious acts of government, certain governmental officials regarding them. Well, that's true. And I just will keep in mind that I will be your greatest defender of your right to practice your religion up until the point where your religion requires you to kill your neighbor. Then I will nip that in the bud. I mean, that's what it comes down to. So I will condemn a practice and even an idea that would think that is right, because again, I have a biblical reference, a constitutional basis, biblical basis, a basis right versus wrong. I got to tell you where I'm coming from. Some folks are out there, and you're going to hear folks on this radio station who have a different religious view. But what's happened is over America for the last, I don't know, 40 years for sure, is people with my view have been excluded from bringing these ideas up to shine its light on public policy, folks. And that's why we've gone to Hades. There's no reference that has any foundation in truth and right and an orderly part of the creation, okay? So what's happened is it's gone to depravity just rapidly because people aren't holding themselves accountable to anything but their passions. And that's what we have today. We have an increase in democracy, and that's why we talk about socialism, because if you talk to the socialists, they'll explain democracy and socialism are like the democracy is the political face of the socialist economic face. They're the different sides of that coin. In other words, it would be the will of the majority who generally are depraved taking over the power and forcing with the power of the sword oppressions upon the minority who very well may be the people who are behaving rightly. So we're going to talk about these issues, even that point of the fair tax that came up. Well, that sounds fair. Yeah, but you don't have the authority to do it, so I'm telling you it's unjust. If you don't have the authority to do it, it's unjust. It's stupid, okay? Let's just get down to it. It's stupid. You can't tell it's stupid. I can't even tell it's stupid. I can't even explain whether it's smart or stupid unless I can say, well, look, there's no authority in the Constitution. So it's lawless, and it will ultimately be destructive. So those are the kind of things that we're going to talk about here. I'm going to play something about something that was a Let me hear what this guy says. This guy's Lord Christopher Monckton, climate change expert, and I'm going to play a 4-minute clip, and then we'll come back after the break and discuss it. And I'm going to bring this thing up, listen up, and see what he says that is actually a stupido. Listen to what he says and try to see if you can figure out what he says that is actually wrong as far as the Constitution, of course. Then it would be stupid, so listen up. Okay, I push play. Here it is.
And what are we doing instead? At Copenhagen, this December, weeks away, a treaty will be signed. Your president will sign it. Most of the third world countries will sign it because they think they're going to get money out of it. Most of the left-wing regimes around the world, like the European Union, will rubber stamp it. Virtually nobody won't sign it. I have read that treaty. And what it says is this, that a world government is going to be created. The word government actually appears as the first of three purposes of the new entity. The second purpose is the transfer of wealth from the countries of the West to third world countries in satisfaction of what is called, coyly, a climate debt. Because we've been burning CO2 and they haven't, and we've been screwing up the climate. We haven't been screwing up the climate, but that's the line. And the third purpose of this new entity, this government, is enforcement. How many of you think that the word election or democracy or vote or ballot occurs anywhere in the 200 pages of that treaty? Quite right, it doesn't appear once. So at last, the communists who piled out of the Berlin Wall and into the environmental movement and took over Greenpeace so that my friends who founded it left within a year because they'd captured it. Now the apotheosis is at hand. They are about to impose a communist world government on the world. You have a president who has very strong sympathies with that point of view. He's going to sign. He'll sign anything. He's a Nobel Peace Laureate. Of course he'll sign it. And the trouble is this. If that treaty is signed, your constitution says that it takes precedence over your constitution. And you can't resign from that treaty unless you get the agreement of all the other states' parties. And because you'll be the biggest paying country, they're not going to let you out. So, thank you, America. You were the beacon of freedom for the world. It is a privilege merely to stand on this soil of freedom while it is still free.
Well, that's an interesting statement. I like what he said, that you were the beacon of freedom for the world. And it's a privilege to stand here while it's still free. There's a semblance of it, folks. The fact that we're broadcasting right now shows you that there is a semblance of freedom. There's some protection. It's probably divine. What did he say that was not sound? What did he say that is not sound? The number here is 888-850-1872. And can you back up what you were saying, what you were thinking, with some substantive evidence, some substantive reference? So we're gonna just press on. I want to hear a couple more things he said, then we're going to go to a break.
But in the next few weeks, unless you stop it, your president will sign your freedom, your democracy, and your prosperity away forever. And neither you nor any subsequent government you may elect will have any power whatsoever to take it back again. That is how serious it is. I have read the treaty. I've seen this stuff about government and climate debt and enforcement. They are going to do this to you, whether you like it or no. But I think it is...
Now, when we come back from the break, he made a comment right there. He said, it's going to... Your government will be bound forever. There will... You know what it is I'm going to come back and discuss this. There's going to be a point, and people will tell you, submit to the authority appointed over you. And what is the authority appointed over you? It's God and then law. Not the executive, not the legislative, and not the judicial. It's law. Those guys are supposed to apply, enforce law. Law. But you've got to remember that there is not law. Law that God creates is over us no matter what. Now, does the president have the authority to sign away an obligation that he can use the power of the sword to make you do something that is contrary to the law of the land? If he does, what is your responsibility? What is your responsibility constitutionally, biblically, right versus wrong? We're going to come back. Tune in to faithfreedoms.org. Give us a call at 888-850-1872 here on this Frank Talk 104.3 FM.